to understand Chassidus are from the original Sfarim of the Rebbes themselves. But that's they are very difficult to deal with, and very difficult to understand, to read, to appreciate, to assimilate what they really mean. But that really is the best place to get it from. There's a famous book on Chassidus written by Martin Buber called Chassidicism. Buber was not a religious Jew, and his approach to Chassidus is therefore not a religious approach. It's a philosophical approach of it's a different Weltanschauung. And Buber has great stories in it, and anecdotes, and an appreciation of Chassidus. But again, I'll give you a terrible example, but it's an example that maybe you can understand. It's like trying to explain baseball to a foreigner. I mean, unless you're born in the United States and you grow up with it and you appreciate every nuance, you know, and you know every statistic, the way American kids know baseball, it's just, you just really can't explain it. It doesn't go over. And that's the problem with Buber. That's the problem of any outsider dealing with it. It doesn't lend itself to any easy historic definition. There's a book in Yiddish by the late Abraham Joshua Heschel. The book in Yiddish is called Kotzk, which is a masterpiece, because he was, after everything else that happened to him in life, basically he had a great Hasidic soul, and he came from the dynasty of the Apter Rabbonim, even though he ended up somewhere else. And that book does capture it. And if you do read Yiddish, or you would like to learn to read Yiddish, that's a good book to start with. And it will give you the flavor of what Chassidus tried and accomplished, and also the personalities. You're talking here about tremendous, magnificent, magnetic, charismatic personalities. People who... it's almost hard to imagine them, even when you read their stories. Hard to imagine people like that, with that devotion to what was truth and correct. The description of the Kotzker would come out Rosh Hashanah to speak to his students. So his steward's students was the Chidushei Arim, Yitzhak Varka, Mordechai Yosef Liner, I mean the great people of the generation. So his drosha that he writes there, that he would come out and he would roar like a lion, and he would say, Ganovim, thieves, Rotzchim, murderers. And that nobody could withstand them. They would run from the Beis Medrash. He once told the Chidushei Arim that I don't mean you. That was his only concession. So you're dealing with fire, absolute fire. There's another good, excellent Hebrew biography in a more simple Hebrew of Kotzk, and that's called Sne Boer BeKotzk, and that was written by Rabbi Pinchas Levine, who was the former head of the Beis Yaakov. He's passed away. He's the head of the Beis Yaakov schools in Israel, Rabbi Meir Levine's brother. He also. And then finally, in Hebrew, there are a series of books written by Eliyahu Kitov, Monkatovsky. Series of books written about Kotzk and Ger, which he naturally captured it all. But those books are written in Hebrew, and they are untranslatable. The moment you translate it, the soul goes out of it. So if you have nothing to do over the summer, it's well worth, because, you know, I these are books that a person can really grow from, and he can grow in Yerushalayim, and it's a book that speaks to a person's soul. It doesn't, it's not meant to